Good morning. It's 8:30 from FM 95.7 KQWC. Pat Powers with you on this Friday, the 24th of April. Beautiful day. We're sitting at 44 degrees here at Radio Hill. It's my pleasure speaking with Audie Maxey, who is with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance, also with Hamilton County Growth Partnership. A lot of great things going on over these last few weeks. And Audie Maxey, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Pat. Always great to chat with you.
Absolutely. So over the last few weeks, we've had some exciting economic news. Matter of fact, it was a week ago today, Audie, the announcement came regarding a project. It's for the former warehouse there on North Des Moines Street. One time it was the home for the natural shrimp firm and also for the firm that where Electrolux used to be. But this is a brand new facility called, let's see if I can find my information right here, and that is the company out of New Jersey coming about that.
In Edible Gardens.
Edible Gardens. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Edible Garden, and it's a really exciting project. You know, Pat, since we've been involved in this project was really from the start when they hired the site selector, Steadfast City. We jumped on board to help them with their process, and you know, in addition to doing the work to build the incentive stack and the financing for them to compete with the other two sites. We've really gotten to know the company. I had the pleasure of meeting some of their leadership team, including the CEO Jim Crass, and I can tell you that he was absolutely impressive. A great down-to-earth person that is excited for the opportunity to start this new line of product. And, you know, at the time I met with him, they hadn't made their decision on where they were going to locate. And so I look forward to seeing Jim again. I know he'll be around now that they've chosen to call Webster City home for this exciting project and investment.
Was he here in Webster City there, Audie? Did he inspect what Kenco looked like, get the vibe, you might say, of what Webster City offers for employment? And was he say he was impressed with what Webster City is like?
Yes. He's had a couple of visits here, and, you know, they really, the way it works, Pat, they really rely on the site selector to vet the communities and the opportunities. And so, you know, what they determined is, quite frankly, the cost of employees is less in Webster City than it is in St. Louis or Grand Rapids. So that was part of it. While there is a historically low unemployment rate in Hamilton County, I think it was 2.8 the last time we checked about a month ago. Nonetheless, they recognize that we have an extremely strong manufacturing base and that our employees are loyal. We have great legacy companies, and they recognize the partnership with Iowa Central for some of the other positions, the pipeline with Iowa State being just down the road. And we had a really good meeting with one of the large employers in Webster City that just frankly touted the work ethic and the loyalty of the folks that choose to work here. And so, yeah, it was a selling point. It's a great community.
It sure is. And that's coming up. Is he coming back again to Webster City there, Audie, to take a further look? And when do we expect an opening for this?
I don't know. I don't know Jim's schedule. This is a major, major investment. So there's no doubt he'll be around from time to time. I don't know when. They are really fast tracking this project, and everything I've heard and continue to hear from the first time I was introduced to this is they are targeting fourth quarter of 2027 to be up and running. Well, that's not very far off, given the amount of improvements. You know, there's going to be about $22 million of building improvements alone, not to mention the, you know, $50 million of production equipment that's going to be installed. And so they're looking forward to getting started as soon as possible.
And the big thing about it, too, there, Audie, is that there will be new jobs coming to Webster City. What was I saw last week? Kind of choked up about it. About 42, I believe.
Yes, that's been consistent the entire time. There are 4 employees at Natural Shrimp, and their intention is to retain those positions and then add another 42. Better than half of those are going to be in the production side, but you've got more skilled positions in maintenance tech. You've got some quality assurance folks, and you know, obviously the management and the lead positions. So some really solid jobs. And you know, Pat, the important thing to keep in mind, of course, you know, it all remains to be seen, but another consistent thing they've said is that getting rolling in Q4 of 2027 is simply the first phase, and they're starting with 2 production lines. That facility can hold 10 lines, and they intend to ramp that up. And so 42 jobs, if their plan goes forward, then 42 jobs is just the start. They'll be well over 100 within the next 4 to 5 years.
So it's going to be sometime in late 2027, what we're saying, the fourth quarter. That would be the months of October, November, December. The fourth quarter of that year, 2027, is that when this new firm coming to Webster City, that is, again, Edible Gardens, coming to the North Duane Street, Webster City. That's going to be great to see that parking lot filled up again. That's the way we had with Electrolux when that closed up, oh, golly, about 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And you know, the parking lot getting filled up will be fantastic.
Yes.
I'm also looking forward to seeing all the contractors on site and the activity. You know, Natural Shrimp has been quietly in production of their shrimp, you know, raising shrimp or whatever you call it. But it's quiet. You know, there's only a couple employees there, so. I'm looking forward to seeing all the activity, and it's going to be it's a great project,
right?
Because using an existing community asset is fantastic. You know, sure, we're excited to recruit a new business and industry, and making use of an existing asset is just fantastic. Yep. So, we're excited for it.
And we'll hear more about that in the months to come right here about our visits with you here on KQWC. Again, we're talking with Audie Maxey from our Hamilton County Growth Partnership, the Ames Regional Economic Alliance. And, of course, there's another big issue that started, big news for Webster City that has to do with the Industrial Park site certification there on the southeast side of Webster City, which is at Highways 20 and 17. That's going to be big, big news when that was announced.
It's tremendous, and I always lead this conversation with recognition and gratitude to the elected officials and our city administrator, John Herrenstein, for their vision and investment in bringing that to reality. You know, it was over a $200,000 investment. We did secure through our office about $90,000 in grants to offset that, and with some economic development partners, including IEDA. But, you know, that's still a big lift. And what that says to me is elected officials are not going to sit on their hands. They recognize that Webster City has tremendous potential, and they are bullish on Webster City, and they're going to invest resources in putting Webster City on the map. And doing that, I say this often, Webster City, you know, was sitting on the bench, and because of really actively going after this project, housing, downtown revitalization, getting involved, you know, supporting the daycare expansion, all of these really, really, with the wastewater plant, all of these really important projects demonstrate that they are doing the work right now to position Webster City for good times in the next decade and beyond. That's the work that happens. It's the hard work now. It's the sacrifice now that leads to good things later. We're excited. We're planning a ribbon cutting right now. In fact, I was just on a call yesterday with the Iowa Economic Development Authority, their communications team, and their person that is responsible for certified sites. And we've got a ribbon cutting planning in the works, some signage that'll be going up. And again, 450 acres that's a chunk.
That's a lot of land there, Audie. A lot of land.
It's a chunk. And we're excited that that's going to give us the opportunity to be attractive to smaller projects, but also big projects. So there you go.
Do we have a date yet set for that there, Audie, for the ribbon cutting?
No, we would. I gave them a date. I don't want to announce it yet.
Oh, sure, I understand.
We wanna find a time when Director Durham, who is very supportive of the project, we want to make sure that she can come to this ribbon cutting and say a few words to the Webster City folks, because she knows it's happening. You know, we got to chat with her, the mayor and I, at last Friday when the IEDA board approved the $2.6 million big incentive for the edible garden project.
Right.
And she said it at the board meeting to the whole board, great things happening in Hamilton County and Webster City. So we want to make sure she can come up and share those same thoughts with our folks from Hamilton County and Webster City.
So once we know, you'll know when the official ribbon cutting will be for the economic project there on the southeast side of Webster City, the site certification there on Highway 2017. So we'll know. We'll let you know right here. Again, we're talking with Audie Maxey.
I don't mean to talk over you, Pat.
Oh, that's fine.
I do want to tell you that, hey, as soon as I know anything, the first people to know are you and my friend Bob Oliver with the Green Journal. So
betcha.
I keep you guys in the loop.
Well, thank you on that. Again, we're talking with Audie Maxey with the Ames Regional Economic Alliance and Hamilton County Growth Partnership. I want to talk more about this Hometown Pride program. And we'll find out coming up on May 15th. That's the deadline. And we'll find out if Hamilton County will be another one of these counties and cities involved in this project. This is one of what you've been working on. And just recently, Williams and the town of Camrar decided to come on board. So we have all nine towns here in Hamilton County, they're already being a part of this Hometown Pride program.
Yeah, I'm bullish on our application.
Yes.
I say that. And also, I realize it's competitive. You know, as much as I think Hamilton County is a great place to be and we've got great things going on, there's other really good counties that are going to be submitting as well. As I said to our Hamilton County Growth Partnership Board yesterday at our meeting, if for some reason we are not awarded, we're going to jump right back in next year and we're going to make a run at it. The fact that all nine communities are participating really speaks to a few things. Among them, the willingness to engage and learn from one another and step up in some small and big projects, and whatever works in their community, that's what we're going to support. It also really speaks to the supervisor's commitment to, because they're funding half of the local match of $20,000 a year, $10,000 of that's coming from the county and the supervisors through their mm-hmm. hotel motel tax funds, and just their commitment to improvement and support of all nine communities. I can't say enough about how important that is, because without their support, quite frankly, we wouldn't have been able to submit an application. So I really want to lift up the great work that they're doing and,
right.
and supporting our county.
Indeed. So big kudos to our city, Webster City, and the supervisors and all the other communities involved with this project. Very worthwhile, and it'll be made public by Keep Iowa Beautiful sometime later on this spring on whether or not we get this hometown pride honor for our Hamilton County area. It's certainly good news.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, excited, great things. And, you know, just coming out of the board meeting yesterday, just continue to appreciate the communities that are engaging with wanting to move forward ideas to make each of their communities better. You know, we had three of the mayor and two council members from Stanhope, and Stanhope is an investor in the Growth Partnership. Three of their elected officials were at our board meeting yesterday. And I just, you know, we had other communities that were there as well, and I appreciate that. Mayor mm-hmm. from Ellsworth and, you know, Jewel, council member, was there. We always have great representation, but
well, for
I
sure.
just, I thought that really speaks a lot when
it does.
Three of your elected officials show up for our board meetings. So it just really fun to work with everybody and enjoying it so much.
Indeed. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Mr. Max? Anything else we've left out here this morning? Or?
Oh, you know, there's a lot, Pat, and
sure.
I think we can save some. We covered a lot of ground, and we
yes,
can
we
save
did.
Some of that for another conversation. But I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for just continuing to talk to me and give mm-hmm. me an opportunity to share with your loyal listeners. Mm-hmm. Always enjoy our conversations, Pat.
Glad to have you here this morning. Audie Maxey, thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Audie Maxey, back with just a moment right after this.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains April 24th through the 27th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin.